Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Denominational preachers are often criticized churches of Christ for their emphasis on New Testament baptism. They actually charge, or at least imply, that we are guilty of legalism, that is, trying to earn our salvation by law-keeping. Those same preachers call us narrow-minded because of our opposition to mechanical instruments of music in the worship of the Lord's church. They may admit that they cannot defend the right of churches to use mechanical instruments of music in Christian worship, but they think we are too picky by refusing to use them and by actually preaching against their use. My topic today is not what kind of music the church ought to use, but giving an answer for whatever we believe and do as Christians. Is not that what the Apostle Peter and other New Testament writers require of Christians? But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man who asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. Incidentally, I am not criticizing those who ask us why we believe what we believe. If people have honest questions about our beliefs and practices, they have every right to ask us about them, even if our challengers are not honest. Providing us an opportunity to explain our beliefs is a wonderful blessing. Let me illustrate what I mean. About 20 years ago, a church in Georgia asked about 10 of us from different religious groups to tell what we believed on certain topics. The master of ceremonies asked each of us what we believed about baptism, the Lord's Supper, and other topics. The setting was not a debate forum. Each person simply told why he believed, what he believed, and then could say no more. It was a very enlightening period. I would not hesitate to attend such a meeting to explain who Churches of Christ are and what they preach and practice. The members of that church had a right to ask what we believe. We had an obligation to respond to their questions. Peter charged the early Christians to be ready always to give an answer. Have you done any serious thinking about the word answer? The Greek word is apologia, from which we get our word apology. Does Peter mean that Christians are to apologize for their faith? That is not what he means. The word is rendered in other contexts, defense, and clearing. Let me give you some other examples of the use of the noun and of the verb. The noun is used in the following passages. Men and brethren and fathers, hear my defense, which I make unto you. Acts 22:1. To whom I answered, it is not the manner of Romans to deliver a man to die, before that he which is accused have the accusers face to face, and have license to answer for himself concerning the crime laid against him. Acts 25:16. Paul said to the Corinthians, my answer to them that do examine me is this. 1 Corinthians 9:3. The Greek is rendered clearing of the Corinthians coming to terms with their past behavior. 2 Corinthians 7:11. Two of the best known examples of the word use appear in Philippians 1. Even as it is appropriate for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my grace. Philippians 1:7. But the other of love, knowing I am set for the defense of the gospel. Philippians 1:17. Paul wrote to Timothy, at my first answer no man stood with me, but all forsook me. I pray God that he may not lay this to their charge. 2 Timothy 4:16. May I repeat what Peter told the early Christians. Be ready always to give an answer. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.